This is Todd Hockenberry with
Dan Tyler.
Welcome to Inbound to Grow, podcasts for leaders who want to grow better and see their company become an inbound organization. Our goal for this podcast is to share the latest ideas, strategies, and real-life stories that will help your business grow. We want to help you create an amazing company culture, develop effective business strategies, and deliver outstanding customer experiences. In other words, to be more inbound. Check out inboundtogrow.com for the show notes and other helpful info, including all of our social media and contact information. Want to let you know that we're going to be relaunching Inbound to Grow as part of a new podcast called The Industrial Executive. The goal of the new podcast is to focus on our primary persona, which is B2B executives and their issues. That certainly includes inbound and inbound organization concepts, but not exclusively. We're going to change the format a little bit. We'll be interviewing B2B executives, as well as some other industry leaders, as well as continuing to have shows similar to this format with Dan and I. Dan, my favorite co-author of all time. And we hope you'll choose to follow the new combined show at theindustrialexecutive.com. You can also find it on all the major podcast services. Just search Industrial Executive. You're going to find it. So, Dan, our show today is a little different. We're just going to talk about kind of bigger picture topics. So Dan, tell me what you think the highlights were for us in 2018.
Boom. So you were talking about the highlights in 2018, and there were a lot of them, right? First of all, Todd, we published a book on April 20th, 2018. How does that feel?
Feels great. Still feels good.
I know. Every single day, right? I got to pinch myself, but I actually Wiley Business Press, right, invested in you and I. And when I think of 2017, and it was this around this time in 2017 where my life was hard, right? I sound a little like an entitled, American, but my life was hard. And the reason my life was hard is because I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and the first person I would speak to, even before my dog was the greatest co-author in the history of books, Todd Hockenberry. Remember that, Todd? You would like, what time is it in Arizona? I'd say it's like 5:15.
Yep. I remember we just a little over a year ago, we had just finished the first or the draft and sent it off to the publisher. So about this time, we were probably relaxing a little bit.
No, we were. Wait a second. What was the date in which we had to send it off? Wasn't it?
We shipped it on December 15th, 2017.
Okay. I remember that because I was in Washington, D.C. And we went and I had a wedding reception that night on Friday.
That's right.
And it was like 8 o'clock. And your patient and smart and knowledgeable wife was in the background going, Leanne was like, calm down, we'll get there. And our deadline was 12 midnight. Oh, my goodness. And we were like 5 hours away. And you were like, okay, we got to rewrite this. And then you and Leanne did such a good job of all like the formatting and the footnotes and submitting all that stuff. I never would have been able to do that. And you're like, okay, we'll get that. And then at like 8:30 at night, maybe it was 9 o'clock. After reading and writing and reading and writing and doing a whole thing like three times, we finally said, okay, this is a wrap. And I got to tell you, it was like, it was like graduating college or getting your transcript back or knowing that like you had a huge load lifted off your shoulders. And it was super impactful and super exciting. Right. And then, of course, the fun started with our editor while we edited like multiple times. But at least we'd known we had done it. And then when it actually came out, I was like so proud. Right. My wife was so proud. Right. And it's just a great thing to not only have a book published, but have a meaningful book published where like tons of people on a regular basis are thanking us and providing it. So. One of the highlights for me, Todd, was definitely the day the book was published and checking Amazon like every 3 minutes, right, to see, number one, how many we had sold, and number two, if people would drop reviews and like their thoughts and things like that. How about you? What were some of the highlights for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the getting it edited and getting it finalized and seeing it out there was amazing. I mean, that, we spent the launch day at HubSpot with the other authors of the other inbound books, Brian Signorelli of sales and Ileana Sarajeva with PR and Justin Champion with content. So we had, I remember that day being a lot of fun, right? It was very exciting. We were doing a lot of events. We did some social media stuff, some interviews, just a lot of fun. And it was all, it's always fun to be at HubSpot, and all the senior people at HubSpot were so supportive. So that's actually something I'd like to dig into just for a second. We were very fortunate, or at least I was very fortunate to get, because you're there, but I got a lot of behind the scenes access to the HubSpot senior people, and everybody was extraordinarily generous in their time and interviewing listening to my questions and helping us out wherever we could. Brian and Dharmesh and everybody else was amazing. So, and they're all through the book. And I just like to say thanks again to that group, because they didn't have to do that, but they definitely supported us. And I'm really glad they did, because it was a great experience just to spend some time with everybody. So that was definitely a highlight of my year.
All of them. J.D. Sherman, Brian, who wrote the foreword, Leslie Yee, who helped get his thoughts together. That was amazing. And then Katie Burke, who is our chief people officer, and her insights are all over the book. And then Hannah Fleischman, right? Inbound recruiting. That was awesome. Rachel Leist, right? Now director. Actually, she gets promoted all the time, so I don't know what her current job title is. She was unbelievable. Right. And then your buddy, Mike Ewing.
Yeah, right? Mike Redboard. They were awesome. Yeah.
Michael Redboard with Inbound Back Office and Inbound Service. Right. And then Eric Richard. And then Frank Osier. Right. And just like everybody we talked to, not only would they give us their time, but they would like recap. They would qualify questions. Lori Norrington. How can we forget Lori Norrington?
Yeah, Lori was awesome.
The Norrington decision matrix. You know, I've spoke multiple times for startups and all over the world in regard to the Norrington decision matrix, which is just brilliant. And she's a great board of director. And then, all of the HubSpotters. And then, remember, when we were at Inbound 18, they asked us to do our podcast live, right? And Todd, you and I usually do it remotely, right? You're in Florida, I'm somewhere around the world, right? We're jacked in, but we got an opportunity to sit in those like leather couches, right? And we got the greatest guest, right? Like in like 3 days, right? Yep. You say like, well, we need to have a guest. And I'm like, a guest? Come on, this is Inbound. You're like, Dan, get us a guest, right? So I'm like, who do I run into like 10 minutes later but our friend Jill Conrad, right? And of course, Jill is she's got such deep knowledge and wisdom. She's got such a great background. And she's a great guest because sometimes she'll like throw you a curveball. I asked her a question. She goes, well, not really, Dan. And I'm like, oh, baby. All right. Well, Jill, tell us what you think. And she was awesome. And then we did that book giveaway, right? When you were talking about the book giveaway, the thing that I'll remember is that they asked us to be at the Grow with HubSpot area where we meet with all the customers during the process, right? And they had like 200 books or something like that. And by the time we got there, people had already taken them. They're like, and then people throughout the whole inbound would come up to you and I and say, will you sign the book? Will you sign the book? Will you sign the book? And so you're definitely right. Inbound 18 was a highlight for me as well.
Yeah, no question. It was definitely a lot of fun. Got to spend some time with David Meerman Scott, and lots of people were coming up to us and talking to us about the book and how much they loved it. And so it was definitely a good feeling to kind of get that kind of feedback. One of my other highlights of the year was I got to be the guest on a bunch of podcasts. So I was able to do my buddy Doug Burdett's podcast, the Marketing Book Podcast, and John Jantz's Duct Tape Marketing, and probably 20 other ones, which was a lot of fun. And just enjoyed the conversations with a lot of really smart people. And again, love the interactions, just responding to those things, whether it was on social media or emailing and directly reaching out. Again, the feedback's been universally positive from the book. All the reviews have been good. And again, all the feedback's been positive. So we're very excited. It just continues to feel good that I think we hit a little bit of a vein and created something I think that people can really use. And I'll talk about that a little bit more later, but that's been probably the most gratifying thing to me, is that we not only got a book done, but we got a book done that should and is making a difference in companies?
Well, you know, it's a great point, as usual. The audience reaction has been amazing. I had a guy call me on Saturday. He goes, "I'm driving through Phoenix. I want to stop by and have you autograph my book."
Nice.
I'm like, okay, when are you going to be there? He goes, "Sunday night at around 9. I'm like, okay, well, Todd isn't here. He doesn't like live with me. He lives in Florida. He's like, oh. I think that he thought we were brothers or something like that. I'm like, no, Hockenberry is his last name. Tyre is my, and he was laughing. He goes, "All right, I still want you to sign." Right. So I'm trying to explain to my wife and daughter, no, there's a person who's like going to stop by. And they're like, "Why is he stopping by on a Sunday night?" I'm like, "He wants the book signed." And they're like, "Ooh." But I think it kind of got through them that people kind of like that. Right. And it's not only that, we had the great folks at Avidly who gave away the book for a Christmas present. Right.
Yeah.
They sent it to all their customers. They said, "This is very, very impactful. We want you to read it." That was fun. There was a handful of sales managers at HubSpot who required their salespeople to give away 3 copies, right? On a regular basis, when I do the Grow with HubSpot, I give out a handful of copies because people, the whole message is to do inbound, you need to be inbound. Todd, don't you say that at the end of every podcast?
I say that all the time.
I know, but you say at the end of podcasts, remember, to do inbound, you need to be inbound, right? And so I listen when you talk on the podcast, right? And strengthen your principles and understanding inbound as a management process is one of the reasons why we're doing so many workshops these days, right? Todd and I will help you become an inbound organization if you'd like. And we got 5 slots in 2019 for companies who want to make that transition. Right. And then our friends IDS are helping us with the inbound assessment, which was great. We've had tons of people do the assessment. We've had a handful of people ask our help for the M spot. And then Reid Hoffman, who did the Blitzscaling book, right, bought, 50 copies for his entrepreneurs in Palo Alto. That was great. Jim Wilson, Costa Nova Ventures in San Francisco. That was awesome. And when people send us texts and they send us pictures, right? And when they come across, "Oh, here's a highlight. How about when you, we were featured in the Barnes & Noble in Burlington, Massachusetts." Right.
Yeah, that was nice. They had a nice table out with a bunch of books. That was nice.
Yeah, they had your picture there. My picture wasn't on the chart, but I know I was there in spirit. Right. And that was super cool. Right. And people would send us pics. And if they found us in the Brooklyn Barnes and Nobles, I think we have to give a shout out to Barnes and Noble. We have to give a shout out to Wiley Business Press. We got to give a shout out to the people who were supportive of the book. We've got to give a shout out to the people who purchased the book. That was really pretty cool. But I would be deficient in not reminding you of the fun that we had doing the audiobook.
Oh, yeah. Right? We had a lot of fun. Well, you go a couple days in New York City with Dan. That's always a fun time.
Right? Yes. The highlight was walking over the Brooklyn Bridge. My buddy Todd, how many times have you been to New York?
I've been there many times. But that was the first time I walked across the Brooklyn Bridge, though.
We were in a literary mood, so I introduced you to some of the people that I know who have best-selling books that have made the New York Times bestseller list, and we were in Brooklyn meeting with Pulitzer Prize-winning Peg Tyre and Peter Blotter, and that was pretty cool. And then, doing the audiobook was amazing, right? I felt like Jay-Z. Like, everybody's coming in, and my engineer was incredible, and she was kind, and when I, burped, she'd we heard a burp, and we'd roll back, and then we were there for 2 days. It was amazing, and then halfway through, I'm like, "All right, you've been here dozens of times. What do you want to do? Is there anything you want to do?" And Todd's like, "I want to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge." And I'm like, "Really? You want to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge?" And he's like, "Yep." But I'm like, "Okay, I'm up for it." So we walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. It was amazing, right? In a summer day, it was a little bit interesting because of all the people riding bicycles across the Brooklyn Bridge, but that was fun. And then the audiobook, when it actually came out, it got, once again, lots of great audience reaction and lots of people who like hearing our voices. And I think a lot of people absorb content better via audio. It's just like a different process than reading. You can do it while you're traveling, things like that. So that was super cool.
I was fortunate this year to be able to do an awesome event in Milwaukee at the Harley-Davidson Museum in end of September with Stream Creative, another inbound agency. It's called Industrial Inbound, and we brought about 80 people in for a day and went through a lot of the principles in the book and had a really amazing event. And it was kind of an eye-opener because it was it showed the demand out there for people that are really looking for, especially in the industrial world, finding people that will help them understand how to grow and structure their business. And we're going to be doing a number more of those events this coming year. So that's been a great part of my year. I really enjoyed that. And then we've been fortunate because the books for us has led directly to new clients. Our largest client so far this year was actually came from the book, and we've got a number of other ones that are on board and coming on board, and it's been really amazing because we even had one person reach out to us and called me and said, hey, he's like, we're building a new company from scratch, we're spinning it off of this other company, and we want to build it with inbound principles. All of our people are reading your book, and we want you to help us do it, to set it up from day one as an inbound organization. Extraordinarily kind of humbling and exciting to get calls like that. And then on the other end, we've got clients, got one client, I just got off the phone today with them. They had a sales manager call that was talking about how we're integrating inbound into their business. And this is almost a half a billion dollar company, very successful, that really didn't do a whole lot of things inbound. And they've caught the ideas and they're starting to transform their entire organization to really adopt these principles. And they're already seeing significant improvements and growth from it already in an already successful company. And then kind of on the other end, I work with companies that are smaller that one of them in particular I'm thinking of was kind of struggling and they really need to rethink how they did their business. And they found the book and decided they wanted to become an inbound organization. Now we're working with them to turn it around. So it's great to have the ideas, but it's also really gratifying to be able to put those into practice and help people in a very practical way see improvements in their business. That's what I live to do in terms of top line results. And that's been my favorite thing coming out of the book, but can kind of translate the ideas into reality and which means that the next, version two is going to be even better because we have better stories.
No, I agree. And I've got to admit that dealing with the people from Fat Merchant and Cerasys and Bell and Forge and Corporate Massage and all of these great companies, right, who want to grow and strengthen their company's principles moving in the 21st century. And they get inbound and they want to become a complete inbound organization. I mean, that's the vision of HubSpot. The reason why we got access to those executives is because HubSpot has been a leader in 10 years. For 10 years in inbound. And it's more than just inbound marketing, more than inbound sales. It's that philosophy of being human first, of treating people personally and individually, of being a mission-driven company, of creating this inbound operating system, of making sure that both the tangible tools as well as the soft skills are available. So you can go out and help more people, right? And my personal mission statement of do the most good that I can for the universe, I think that the inbound organization does a great job, especially if people don't quite get it, right? Lots of people in the first 10 years saw it as a tactic, right? And I know one of the things that gets you a little bit riled up, Todd, is when people look at inbound as like a tactic rather than a philosophy or a strategy. And I think we can feel very, very comfortable and would like to thank all the people who've written the book, all the people who have posted reviews on the book, all the people who've given away the book, all the people who have contributed additional stories. A huge shout out to Leanne for producing the WWW Inbound Organization website, for Rebecca for putting together all the podcasts and archiving the podcasts there. And I'm like super excited for the industrial executive, right? I think the body of work we have with the Inbound Organization podcast will like live forever. I think people appreciate it, download it, like it. And I think you called this in the early days of 2018. You got tired. I think this is going to have like a 3 to 5 year like shelf life where people are going to be buying it on a regular basis. I think the podcasts are the same thing. But now you're moving into like your wheelhouse, right? Into manufacturing and then distribution and production. And right, you have 25 years of experience there, Todd. And a lot of times those are the people who critically need this transition.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the website, Inbound Organization. And yes, shout out to Leanne, my wife, who did an amazing job putting that all together. And Rebecca that helped us, Rebecca Miller, my daughter, who helped us a ton with the content of the site as well. All of these episodes are going to remain there, and they're going to be at inboundtogrow.com. They're going to stay there. They're going to be the idea is that these will be a companion to the book. We wrote them, or we produced them around the topics in the book. So if you're reading the book and you're talking about or reading about an inbound operating system, for example, there's a couple of podcasts you can go to that'll have us talking about that in more detail. So the idea behind these was to match it up with the topics in the book. And you're right, Danny. The industrial executive is a little different approach to a podcast. It's mostly trying to put ourselves in the executive shoes. And I would say it's really B2B executives. I wouldn't say it is industrial, but the in manufacturing, but it's really meant for really anybody in the B2B space. And again, we're going to talk about these topics as well, but we're going to get into their world, right? So this is moving away from more of the ideas into the practical. And we're going to keep bringing these ideas back. So we're going to keep talking about these ideas, but we're going to talk to people that are actually doing them. So, for example, that large company that I just talked about that's adopting Inbound, we'll have one of their senior people on talking about how they did that, right? So we're going to make it very practical, matching it up with those principles. So anyway, Dan, unless you have anything else you want to go through, I want to wrap this up.
No, Todd, it has been a privilege and a pleasure to do this podcast. I mean, it was super fun, right? As usual, Todd did all the work, sent the overview, right? All I had to do was show up and talk, right? He did all of the background kind of stuff. And we got a lot of good fan mail and email, Mike Farrell, and lots of people who listen to it on a regular basis. They think that we sound intelligent, or at least you sound intelligent, and I sound like I got a lot of energy, right? And I think that we were able to cover a lot of stuff. We were hopefully able to provide a lot of value and put that out in the universe. And once again, if there's anything that Todd and I can do, right, I think we have 5 slots open for workshops in 2019, right? Yep. Available. We love doing podcasts. Podcasts are super easy. We got all the questions, right? We have most of the answers.
At least we think we do.
Well, they change all the time, right? I very much appreciate working with you and sharing our expertise. We come from a little bit different backgrounds, but always come to the same foundation, which is if you treat people like human beings, if you're helpful, if you educate rather than sell, if you understand your buyer and your employee persona, if you build out your M spot and do your your inbound operating system, then you got a huge competitive advantage in 2018. And I look forward to being a guest speaker, right? You're going to invite me to the industrial executive?
All the time.
Not all the time?
You can't get rid of me, that fast.
Okay. I'm there whenever you need it. You just get on my calendar and it's great. And thanks to our listening audience. And thanks for our friends and family who are so supportive. And look forward to having a great 2019.
Excellent. Thanks, Dan. And it's been my pleasure and certainly an honor and a privilege to work with you so much over the last couple of years. It's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to seeing what we do in the coming years. All right. Couple takeaways. Read the book. Number one. Two, share the book. Number three, please review the book. We like reviews. And keep sharing it, guys. We're seeing a lot more activity, and our sales are staying up. And it's because people are reading it, they're sharing it, and they're telling other people about it. So we really appreciate that word of mouth. Keep it going. So again, go check out theindustrialexecutive.com, sign up for the podcast. Please keep following us. Please reach out to us. Let us know if we can help you, or if there's things you'd like to hear us talk about on the new show. Please keep following us. We're not going away. We're just moving, right? And again, thank you for all your support, and we look forward to seeing you at the industrialexecutive.com. All right. So we're not going. We're going to keep going. Dan's going to be a guest. We're going to keep pushing this thing forward. So we'd love to see you continue to support us. So again, thank you, everybody. And I'm Todd Hockenberry of Top Line Results.
Dan Tyre from HubSpot.
We want to thank you for listening. And remember, to do inbound, you must be inbound.